Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shattuck, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We'll get to these guys coming up. But first, the Jaguars get their work done on Friday ahead of the Week 4 game against the Indianapolis Colts at Lucas Oil Stadium. A couple of notable names are out for Sunday's game. Marquise Lee, Jaguars wide receiver, will not play with a hamstring injury. But also right guard Brandon Linder is ruled out with a shoulder injury, so it's either Tyler Shatley or A.J. Cann who'll make the start, and Gus Bradley and the Jags staff will make that decision before Sunday's game. All right, guys, that leads us into the health of this Jaguars team. Those guys are out, but a few guys coming back. Who's the most notable? Who make the most impact being back?
I'll say Andre Branch, primarily because Chris Clemens had 47 snaps last week, and for a 34-year-old pass rusher, 47 snaps is way too many. You know, you got Ryan Davis who works into the equation some, and Chris Smith has made some noise as well, but the ability to take some off Chris Clemens' plate and then whatever Branch can bring makes him, in my estimation, the guy they're most likely to have or glad to have back.
We hope that helps. You need more production out of him than he's given if it's really going to help.
Well, I think Clemens will give you more production right. If he's not playing 47 snaps.
And had a big game against Colts last year, so
right. That's
what you hope for. Can I take the whole secondary? I
mean, sure.
Is that fair? Because you've got House looks like he's going to play. Josh Evans, Jonathan Cyprian. You know, against this team, with or without Luck, you got to figure they're going to be able to throw. And it's a secondary that has to play better, has to play closer to receivers, needs plays. It's going to be hard for it to do that if it was unhealthy. We'll see what they can do. But this secondary needs to create some turnovers.
Every team in the division is at 1-2 entering Week 4. The AFC South, that has been perennially won by the Colts, is up for grabs, at least early. Got to get something done this week.
Well, it should be, and I guess with all the storylines, with the Colts, with first place in the South, with Andrew Luck's status, this team just needs to concentrate on playing well, scoring some touchdowns, and getting some turnovers. They can't worry that much about all these outside storylines. It's got to be a case where, at some point, put an entire game together and then see what happens about taking control of the South.
You know, it's only Week 4, so a long way to go in this thing. I just like to see them go beat the Colts. Right? They've won up in Indianapolis before. They're the leader in the division. I don't care whether first place is on the line, which is too early to talk about playoffs. Just go beat the team that's been sitting at the top and whatever that's worth.
You're saying they got to win one of those games eventually.
Yeah, I mean, eventually you got to go
agree.
And take one
yeah.
of the games.
At some point, you've got to win one that isn't one you're supposed to win.
Yeah, I mean, because even if you win, holding on to first place is still up and down for a team that's won 8 ball games in the last 2-plus seasons.
To win a game like that, you need the quarterback to play well. It's been a little inconsistent for Blake Bortles early in the season. Week 1, not so great. Week 2, bounced back, not so good last week. Got to find some consistency somewhere.
That's the key word this week.
Yeah, at some point, you know, I don't know if it's fair after 16 starts to think he's going to be here. But for the franchise, you need him to start getting there. And sort of against Miami, you know, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, that's good. But that's got to start being the case more often than not. Not only this week, string a few together and start looking like the guy.
Consistent with his passes. You know, they were high. They were off the mark last week. Get his accuracy consistent so that he can connect like the great ones do, but connect on those third down and shorts, keep the chains moving.
And again, it's not like he hasn't improved, but for this franchise to start winning consistently, it's got to come from that spot. So he's a quarterback. Spotlight's on.
Here we go. Week 4, Jaguars Colts coming up Sunday at Lucas Oil Stadium. And that's it for now on Jags of the Roundtable.